Hi everyone, and welcome to the Huxley Podcast. I'm Aaron Day, and tonight we're going to be featuring one of Rob's one-minute risottos, followed by an interesting debate on whether iPhones are really worth the hassle. But first up, let's take a quick look at the top five songs from this week. Hi everyone and welcome back. Now sitting at number 5 we have the Hyper Paradise remix by Flume, originally by Hermitude, duo out of Sydney, doing some great stuff. Number 4 we've got Multiplication by Alpine, which is off their newly released A's for Alpine, been doing really really well across Australia. Coming in at number 3 we have Jamaica by Vanshee. Coming in at number 2, we have Mahal by Taku and Shed Faker. It's a big one around the house, you know, very inspirational production-wise. And coming in at number 1, we have Higher Ground by Hudson Mohawk and Lunas. Now, if you're looking for some big booty bass, this is where it's at.
Hey Rob, say this risotto.
This risotto, all right. Time for Rob's one-minute risotto. Okay. Obviously you need arborio rice, you need stock, one onion, 2 teaspoons of tomato pesto, and then you just leave that in a pot cooking for 30 minutes. Now obviously it's not 1 minute to cook.
Well, I'm not a crook.
But it took 1 minute to explain, and leave it until gluggy, because... You know, like, pretty much that's what risotto is. It's just some sort of dish. Like, when you cook risotto, you're just cooking a side dish, and you're like, you think it's really good. Then you just realize you just spent, like, an hour cooking a side dish.
What is wrong? Zero. That's right. What is the sum of problems?
iPhones. Hey, that's a good topic. I recently got an iPhone. I don't know how everybody feels about iPhones, but... I used to not.
Well, what was that? What was that conversation we had about smartphones?
Smartphones. That's right.
What? Yeah. When does it become smart?
I think it's to do with its internet capabilities. Its overall smart. Its overall IQ, really.
Then my computer must be friggin' genius.
Yeah, of course your computer is exceptionally, but it's no phone.
Yeah, it's like having a smart boy and then a genius professor. The genius professor is my computer.
Yeah, what are you saying? I'm saying you don't need a smartphone because you've got a genius computer.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a good call.
I've got an iPod.
Yeah.
I've got a phone.
Wouldn't you like to take
and I've got
that
a
genius
computer?
Why
would I need an iPhone that like would get broke if I dropped it? Mm. Or if it were people like stealing it?
Yep.
Then you've lost it all at once. I disagree.
Oh. What do you mean? Like all of your music, your photos,
maybe.
Your videos.
Well, obviously you have a laptop. All I'm saying is
you don't want an iPhone.
I don't think I'm ready for an iPhone.
Okay.
Don't have to slide me fingers all over the stupid. Did I say slide me fingers? Damn them bogans.
You know,
and
you can
souls.
Listen back to this. You do sound like a 60-year-old man right now. I don't want to slide my fingers.
You know, here's a conundrum for
okay.
you. Say.
A corundum? Sorry, it's a mineral.
Wait, a conundrum is a problem with words.
Yep.
Maybe this isn't the right.
No, a conundrum is any. It doesn't have to just pertain to words. No, not at all. Could be an ethical conundrum.
Well, all right. I guess it doesn't really apply. I was just saying, like, say you had really sticky fingers, and you had to use your iPhone.
Yeah.
What happens then? You're gonna have a sticky iPhone. I guess you're gonna have a sticky phone regardless, whatever you touch.
Yeah. I mean, you're
but
gonna have.
I think having a sticky iPhone's worse because you know you'd be dragging your fingers all across it rather than using your nail. Like you know, you'd use your nail to something on a normal phone.
But a sticky iPhone isn't the end of the world. You can put it on lock, right?
Can you put some Windex on
it? So you don't touch it. You could put some Windex on it, or you could rub it against your shirt, something like that. But It's just me.
What if it was sticky rhubarb and raspberry condensed, congealed fruit
Well,
jam.
I'd probably avoid getting that on my fingers in the first place.
And no, then but the thing is you have...
Stop, you know, touching my...
No, your mate's going like, here, catch, it's a tennis ball, and then bam, okay. It's a ball of rhubarb and raspberries.
Okay, sure.
And then you can, damn it, I've got this all over my hands.
I'm going to instantly make a phone call.
He, yeah.
To my mate, Rob. And tell
your mum,
that
your
I just
mum's
caught.
Your mum's calling.
Okay.
He sees you're about to go for the tap.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get back to you on that one when I figure.
Look, if sticky fingers are your only concern,
look,
then I think you've got to have a major reason.
People want to steal them all the time.
Mm.
They get if you drop it, it breaks, and then it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know how we feel about iPhones anymore. Well, I recently got one. Well, my brother gave me one. I didn't actually pay for it, so that's definitely a bonus.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't have got one anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got one if
there
I had
you
to
go.
Pay for it. Which
exactly.
Is, yeah,
they're
exactly.
A ridiculous waste of money. It's just like our argument about cars. Why buy... Oh, that was me and you. Me and my producer had an argument... Well, just had an agreement, but why buy a Mercedes when you could buy some reasonably, like a Yaris?
Yeah, that's because because cars basically all do the same thing.
Well, so do phones, don't they? A phone is for contacting a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Yep. It's you know.
So now,
maybe the
now I've got an iPhone. I mean, I've still got a prepaid SIM card in it, so it's just like my Nokia that I had before. I can call and text.
But you just play games on it.
It costs me the
it.
Same amount.
It's a distraction.
And now at university, I don't need to use computers at university. I can use my iPhone. I can check my emails, I can type notes, I can do all of my assignments on my iPhone.
No.
I never have to use a computer.
No.
I
no. 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 No.
Huxley. Thanks for that, guys. That's an interesting perspective on smartphones you have there. Now, we're just going to cut to an interview with my partner, Mr. Del Rose. And she's got a few things that she'd like to say about the house. What we're going to start with today here on the Huxley podcast is we've just got a few questions to ask you, you know, because you're someone that's taken residence in the Huxley Avenue for a little while now. And we've just got some questions to ask you on how the place is run and, you know, just the general vibe of the house. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, so first question is, what state is the bathroom in?
I guess that it's a little bit under par, but I guess it's okay for a share house of four boys. It's greatly appreciated that they've enlarged the mirror in the bathroom. I can please note on that. Yeah, no other comment.
great. So, no, that's good. That's a very good answer. Okay, so there's another quick question. How many leaks do you prefer out of your toilet?
Oh, a definite three. You know, if three. Anything under three, it's just not even worth having a toilet there.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. It's... You know, it really brings a new feel to the bathroom experience when you go
yeah,
to
right.
see those three leaks.
Yep.
Yeah. So
yep.
I'd have to say three. I'm gonna
go with
that answer.
Going with three? Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually a wrong answer. I'm just going to cross that off. There's actually four. So,
oh.
Yep. So
bom,
that's,
bom.
Yeah, it, you know, that was a bit of a trick question, you know, so... anyway, enough with trick questions. We've got a few easy questions here. And they're just short, yes or no, like, or
okay.
Which one or the other. So this week we have, what do you prefer? What do you prefer? What do you prefer? What do you prefer? Okay, now the first question. Andy Warhol or Aldous Huxley?
Andy Warhol, I'm a big fan, sorry.
Yep. Red or green?
Ooh, green.
Green. A monkey or a squirrel?
I think a squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, great. Okay. So that's enough for the easy questions for now. But and the last question of the day is, you're going to have to give the house a rating out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, one being homeless or and 10 being, you know, A little bit better than homeless. So,
being a little
so
bit
anywhere
better.
In between that is up to your discretion.
Well, I think I'd have to go with a seven.
Seven? And why is that?
Solely for all the people that reside in it.
And that's today. You're speaking to Aaron Day and Adele Elizabeth Rose. We'll be back very shortly. Stay tuned.